Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do. Going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day. INEC has transferred sensitive election materials to the central bank. Now, INEC does this for every election to keep the materials safe. But last year, they announced that they were holding off because the CBN governor, Godwin Emefiele, was running for president as a card-carrying APC member. INEC said that they were concerned about the bank's neutrality at the time. But now I guess they've gotten over those concerns. They haven't told us why they changed their minds, what made them change their minds. Did they get any guarantees from the CBN? I'm trying to get them on the record to answer that question. But right now, they have transferred sensitive materials to the CBN like they used to in the past. I want to hear your thoughts on this. When you call throughout the show, let me know. What do you think about INEC sensitive materials going to the CBN? Now, if you witness a story or a news event that you want Lagos to know about, please give us a call on 01465-7175. 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong. So if you think it's news, it probably is. Thank you for tuning in today. I've got a great show for you, starting with the big three. Let's talk about the Supreme Court adjourning the Naira note swap case. Then, let's talk about the CBN insisting on last Friday as the deadline and accusing politicians of hoarding notes. And then, let's talk about Ganduje cracking down on businesses who don't honor the old notes. On the glass ceiling today, let's talk about miscarriages. I'll have a doctor answering your questions. On Balogun and Broad, we'll talk a bit more about the Naira redesign. State governments are cracking down on businesses and banks. Many POS agents are shutting down. How are these things affecting your business? What business do you do? How is this situation affecting it? 5 p.m. we'll have that conversation. After the news at 6, I will bring you the AFCFTA discussion show. And then on the step down from 6:45, let's talk some more about whether parental curses work and whether they are acceptable. We started that conversation yesterday at 6:15. We'll continue at 6:45 today. Parental curses, do they work? Are they acceptable? 6:45 today. Join that conversation. Expect news, business and sports at the top of the hour every hour. But let's get started with today's big three. Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. And these are your hard facts.
This is the big three.
The big three. On the hard facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Is the Supreme Court kicking the can down the road? And is the presidency behind it? Hiding behind it? Is the central bank violating the CBN Act? Are governors taking advantage of the Naira note crisis? Lagos, the stories are really big. Let's get into it, shall we? The Supreme Court has adjourned the Naira note swap case until next Wednesday. That's our first story. Seven new states have joined the suit. Originally, it was Kaduna, Kogi, and Zamfara. Now, we also have Katsina, Lagos, Cross River, Ogun, Ekiti, Ondo, and Sokoto. Two more state governments are trying to join, Bayelsa and Edo. So as you can see, it's no longer just an APC affair. Doye Diri, Aminu Tambuwal, Godwin Obaseki are all PDP. Anyway, the Supreme Court sat today and decided to adjourn again until next week. The court also said that the order suspending the deadline is still on. But as we're going to talk about in the second story, the CBN isn't paying attention. After all, the CBN isn't a party to the suit. And interestingly, none of the plaintiffs mentioned this to the court today. So essentially, vibes and inshallah. Habba. Nobody said, my lord, excuse me, sir. The CBN is enforcing the deadline. You said that nobody should enforce, my lord, as your lordship pleases, my lord, sir. Nobody said that. Nothing like that. Is this because the plaintiffs don't want to add CBN to the suit? And if that is the case, why not? Is that because it would mean that the Supreme Court has to send the suit to the Federal High Court? Why do the governors want this case in the Supreme Court instead of the High Court? President Buhari asked us to give him 7 days to address this situation. He said that on the 3rd of February. So today makes it 12 days, 5 days overdue. President never talk anything. Today we heard from Garba Shehu, who says the president is waiting to hear from the Supreme Court. That's why I asked in my introduction question, I was asking, is the presidency hiding behind the Supreme Court? Are you satisfied with Garba Shehu saying the president is waiting to hear from the Supreme Court? Are you satisfied with that answer? Why are the state governments not joining Central Bank in the case at the Supreme Court? Why was the court not informed that the deadline is being enforced anyway? Are you comfortable with the court adjourning yet again? Is the presidency hiding behind the court or simply obeying the rule of law? Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993. Also, tell me what you think about INEC storing sensitive materials with CBN. 99.3, hello.
Hey, hello. Hello, Sandra.
Thank you for calling. What's your name, ma'am?
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon.
Okay. You see this CBN, money thing, eh?
Mm.
I don't know why the governors, I don't know why they are fighting.
Okay.
What are they really fighting for?
Okay.
Are they not supposed to be fighting for the new note to be everywhere? Why are they fighting, insisting on the old note?
Mm.
If they don't have this old note stuck somewhere they want to use for this election matter.
Okay.
It's been making me think.
Mm.
Why are they fighting for this new old note to be used? Now they are stopping people. They are fighting in their state. Ganduja is fighting people. They have to keep spending the old notes because they have an agenda about the old notes. How many fights are there fought for this fuel crisis? How many fights are there fought when these children were in the house for 8 months?
Hmm.
They are fighting because the old note is in their possession.
Hmm.
God will help us.
All right. Thank you for calling. Well, they are fighting for both the old and the new notes to be in circulation, but mostly fighting so that the old notes continue to be legal tender. Augustine is on the line. Augustine, how are you doing?
Yeah, good afternoon, Auntie Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. Welcome.
Yes, ma'am. See, my concern about this policy, the way I'm looking at it, I think the advantage, you know, there's nothing in this world that has had advantage and without disadvantage, you understand?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. So, maybe focus on the advantage, because people should say, maybe you are trying to do transfer to somebody, and at the end of the day, maybe they the network was doing. It, out of 10 or 20 times you try to do that, maybe it's only like once in a while. I don't know about others, but like me, I use app.
Okay.
So I find it very difficult to have any challenges in doing a transfer. And let me tell you, if you are to carry cash all around, if you have a story where you try to do transfer and it fails, there are some story also where you try to, like, you are carrying cash, all of a sudden they you might lose that cash that you are carrying around. But quickly, I don't want to waste much time. To me, I believe if this is our politician, they are trying to frustrate this policy, because they know that if all of us are doing cashless policy, you know, this will eradicate like the way these our workers, our government workers are laundering our money. Nobody, you can, like, for example, like if one politician had said he stole I think $2 billion now. It's definitely he stole it through the cash. You can't transfer $2 billion. You understand? So in that case, if they know that if this policy starts working, it will not favor them as those politicians. It will not favor them. That's why they are just fighting all means to frustrate me so that we will just go back to our cash. You understand? There's no way. Once you are doing everything cash, the economy of that country cannot grow, because if this our government workers, they'll be stealing money from them, they'll be taking dynamos go from their offices and be taking them away to their houses. That's why those old naira notes are still stuck in their house.
All right. Thank you for calling. A few inaccurate things there, but okay. We've got Joy on the line. Hi, Joy.
Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Welcome.
See, waiting me how they think about this situation. I think, say, these people, they are working hand in hand to confuse Nigeria.
Okay.
Politicians, they have money, this new money. And most of them keep dollars, if we don't know. So they are just pretending, fighting, that we will be thinking they are on our side. Whereas they have agreed to do all these things they are doing to us. Even the CBN that is not even taking instruction from the court. That one, I think Buhari is hiding under that judgment. That is why they are postponing this thing. Look at, election is coming. They postpone it again. So they are just distracting us. They know what they are doing. Not that they don't have those money. They have it. It's with the common people that is suffering.
Joy, thanks for calling. It's interesting that Joy says that, because the CBN says that this policy is working. He says inflation is down. He pointed to the cost of a ram, which he says has dropped from 75,000 naira to 50,000 naira. Basically, he's saying that the scarcity of naira notes is making the naira more valuable due to supply and demand. But doesn't this mean that electronic payments are not working? Let me tell you what I mean. If electronic payments were working well for everyone, and if most businesses could accept them, then it wouldn't matter that naira notes were scarce. People would still be able to do the exact same amount of transactions as before with the exact same amount of naira in circulation. It wouldn't matter whether the naira was paper or electronic. So if the lack of paper notes is leading to price crashes, doesn't that prove that our cashless system isn't picking up the slack? And if so, doesn't that mean that the number of transactions in the economy has dropped? Doesn't that mean that when we see the next set of GDP numbers, we're going to see a slowdown? Is this policy fighting inflation by strangling the economy? Emefiele also said that politicians are to blame for the scarcity. He said that they are hoarding the new notes, which he claims they were able to buy. But that raises questions, doesn't it, Lagos? Because first of all, how were the politicians able to buy the notes? The CBN brings in the notes, gives it to the banks. Are politicians buying the notes from the CBN or from the banks? Second of all, why didn't the CBN have a plan for this? Because from day one, the CBN said that the entire point of this policy was to get cash out of the hands of corrupt people like politicians and money launderers. So shouldn't the CBN have put structures in place to make sure that the new notes also don't end up in those people's hands like the old notes? And if the CBN saw that it couldn't put those measures in place, those structures in place, should it have gone ahead with the swap? Doesn't this mean that everyday Nigerians who cannot get the new notes are suffering for nothing, since the politicians who were the target are getting the new notes anyway? Have I not been raising this concern here on Hard Facts from day one? People called me prophet of doom. Now, of course, banks are not accepting the old notes anymore. Our news team was out in the field today reporting that banks are sending customers with old notes to the central bank itself. But our news team is also reporting that the CBN is sending them away. There are huge crowds at the CBN office here in Lagos, and they say that the workers told them to go back to their banks. So there seems to be a lot of confusion or misinformation between the CBN and the banks. That's for Lagos. In Port Harcourt, the CBN had another problem entirely: network. Because before they can accept your old notes, you need to fill an online form. But the CBN office says that the heavy online traffic is crashing the form. Lagos. Did the CBN not expect that people would come to the CBN to turn in their old notes? Didn't they do an assessment of what that traffic would be like? What's your take on MFLA saying that politicians are hoarding the notes? Women, call me on 01465-7190. Doesn't that mean that the policy has failed in its purpose? Men, 0700-993-993-993. What about all this confusion at the CBN offices? We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Oh, and yes, you can also talk to me about INEC storing materials at CBN. We're tweeting, we're on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. We're streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hey,
thanks for calling. Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon. Francis from here.
Welcome, Francis from BR.
Yeah, President Sandra.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, this morning, when I woke up this morning, I was thinking about the physically challenged person.
Mm.
How are they coping at this time?
Yeah.
You know, if the able-bodied ones can come on the air and complain this way,
mm-hmm.
how are they physically challenged? How are they coping?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I said that this morning. Now, the Central Bank asking the Nigerians to bring the old notes back, and they are not giving us the new notes. And somebody call and just give me the rationale behind it. Because I've been trying to figure out, you know, the whole thing, but it beat my imagination.
It does beat the imagination, Francis. Thank you very much for calling. It's quite noisy where you are, so unfortunately I had to end the call. 99.3.
Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Yes, my name is Azu.
Azu, welcome.
You can see the way I'm talking.
I can see. Why are you talking like this?
I'm speaking from Ibadan now.
From Ibadan?
Yes, I'm coming from Ilorin.
Okay, what's happening there?
I took myself for
exam.
Exam.
Oh, that's nice.
From Ilorin, from Oshogbo, they blocked the road. We spent 4 good hours in the bush just to try to find our way.
In the bush?
Now we are, yes.
Why in the bush?
They are rioting now because of this CBN stuff. Now I'm speaking from Ibadan now.
Okay.
The express line is blocked too.
Okay.
It's blocked. We can't even move. So please, let us back there. Where people are really suffering. People are even just trekking. I'm on Lagos Ibadan Expressway, Ibadan End now.
Mm.
Besides the Iwo Road, it's blocked
to the teeth.
Suffering.
People cannot move, people cannot go forward, people cannot come back. It's terrible.
Goodness. Thank you for calling and apologize. You know, my sympathy is that you're dealing with this, and please take it easy. We've got Joseph on Twitter who says the CBN is an agency is an agency of government refusing to abide by the ruling of the Supreme Court. They must be charged for contempt of court. Okay. Bobby Ware says, in my area here in Ijesha, nobody's collecting the old notes and there's no alternative means for people to buy food items and other things. We've got Charles Brown George on Twitter who says, it's so unfortunate at this point. It is the masses that are suffering. Small businesses are suffering, but I believe at the end of the tunnel, our economy will improve. But I want to plead with the CBN to ease the pains on the masses to increase the availability of the new notes. We've got Kola who says, why are the governors fighting for old and not too concerned about the new notes? My solution is that the CBN should print more of the 100 and 200 naira notes only for banks to load in their ATMs. Let us see politicians who will carry 50 million naira of 100 naira notes from banks. All right. Thank you very much for your message. So those are messages from Twitter. Let's take a look at messages on WhatsApp really quickly before we have to take a break. President Sandra, inflation is not coming down. Citizens, especially the rural folks, are getting decapitalized. For example, when a farmer goes to sell his perishable produce to the wholesaler and only gets half the cash for it because of non-availability of raw cash, this is called decapitalization and not inflation coming down. All right, thank you for your message. You didn't leave your name, but that was a great message. We've got this one here from Temi Dayo in Idimu. Temi Dayo says, how come the informal Bureau de Change, a.k.a. Malams, are now selling new Naira notes? Who is supplying them? Why is NBC able to regulate media institutions, but CBN unable to regulate commercial banks? We'll be right back.
We're back. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's 3:32. We've brought you two stories about the Naira note circulation and all of the drama resulting from that. Now, let me bring you our final one. It's still about the Naira notes, but this time I'm taking you to Kano, where Governor Ganduje, Abdullahi Ganduje, says he'll punish any business in Kano that doesn't accept the old notes. That's our final story. His press statement reads, quote, this non-acceptance by some selfish individuals is further worsening the already tense situation exacerbated by the non-availability of the new Naira notes. Ganduje was quoted as saying that business and economic activities are seriously affected by the Naira redesign. And unfortunately, some self-centered individuals are cashing on the situation to cause further hardships on the people by not accepting the old Naira notes during transactions. The people have suffered enough untold hardship, and therefore the state government will not fold its arms and allow few selfish elements in our midst to worsen the situation. End quote. But Lagos, are businesses being selfish? Or are they also caught in a difficult situation? This is a question I'll ask again on today's Balogun Abroad. Because let's game it out. Say you own a supermarket in Kano, or you own a filling station, and you accept the old notes, so people buy all your stock, and they pay you with old notes. It's now time for you to go and pay your money into the bank. Bank won't accept the old notes. We talked about that during our second story, Okay. Ngwanu, you now carry the money and go to CBN office. During our second story, you also heard that it's been impossible for most people to deposit their notes at the CBN. Either the CBN is refusing to take the notes, like in Lagos, or their portal is crashing, so you can't fill the form, like in Port Harcourt. So now you're stuck with those old notes. You want to restock your supermarket or buy more fuel for your filling station. Will you go to the depot and give them old notes? Will they accept it? Will your wholesalers accept old notes? You get. So if the Kano state government or any state government wants to cushion the effects of this note scarcity, is it correct for them to blame businesses? Or are they making businesses a scapegoat? Should state governments who insist that businesses accept the old notes also guarantee that they will take the old notes from those businesses? Or are they just expecting these businesses to accept the old notes, put yourselves at the mercy of the CBN and the banking system? I don't know. What do you think? I really want to hear from business people or people who work in places that collect cash. And like I said, we're going to continue this conversation on Balogun and Broad, 5 p.m. Don't miss it. If the state government were to order you as a business to accept old notes, would you accept it? If the state government, say someone who wakes up now and says, as a business, whatever business it is that you're doing, you must collect old notes, would you do it? 0700-993-993-993. We've got WhatsApp 08095975805. Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. Facebook Nigeria Info 99.3. We also have Skype for our listeners in the abroad. Please don't call me over WhatsApp. I'm not going to pick your call if you call me over WhatsApp. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, ma'am?
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
Yeah, Chinewa calling.
Welcome, Chinewa.
Sandra, listen, we are just, for this confusion everywhere.
Okay.
This was to call in a set of higgledy-piggledy. I'm telling you, Central Bank is not collecting the old note. If you carry the old note, it will stuck on your head. Even this morning, when I hear it in 9 o'clock news in the night, this morning, I have like 10,000. So I was thinking, yeah, what will I do? What will I do with this thing? I carry it and go to the market. Nobody collected it. It's only one person, one woman. And I hope the woman have not even, maybe she have not listened to the news. And she collected the money. Now, nobody is in agreement. But what the central bank is telling us now is not in accordance with the federal government. But we don't know what to do now. We are confused. As of now, I'm not collecting that old note. Because if I collect it, you go to the bank will direct you to CBN. If you go there, they will direct. What is this? And the people that, okay, now that I'm sending the date, election is on the 25th. They will carry the date. Okay, what are we fighting for? The thing that we are fighting for, to collect, to see the crown. We are not even, this is suffering though. Because when you are running a race, you run a race to get a crown. Now that everything that you are doing is just fruitless. We're just laboring in vain. If they extend this date after the election, so what are we even saying? Those things that you want to halt, we are not even halting it. All those politicians that are carrying those money, we don't even achieve anything. So it's just suffering for nothing. Please let them come to a round figure. Let us know where we are in this country. That's what I want to contribute.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Okay, Sandra, this is Sidon.
Welcome.
I'm calling you from my store.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Sandra, see, I do business inside my soft market.
Okay.
Now, early this morning, we're not collecting that money until the Supreme Court then adjourned the case, I think, 22nd of this month.
Yes.
Now, the chairman of the market then came out, gave instruction that people should carry on with their sales and start collecting the old money.
Okay.
And I feel for some of my, I don't know if I would call them colleagues, like
those. Yeah, they are colleagues. North,
yeah, those from the north.
Okay.
They are collecting the money. I think they are the ones collecting the money for now.
Okay.
So I really don't know. Maybe after sales, how to deposit that money in the bank. I really don't know. So because for me, I feel it's a misinformation. If CBN has said it is now, it is no longer a legal tender in Nigeria, I think that stands. Since Supreme Court has not said anything yet, They've not ruled anything. They just adjourned the case. And already, Governor Emefiele came out to tell us that it is no longer a legal tender.
Mm-hmm.
So those who are still collecting it, well, they know what they are doing.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Hello. Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ma'am. What's your name?
My name is Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
How are you?
I'm okay. Welcome.
Sandra.
Hmm?
Well, today we were like, you know, even the bus driver had to do like bonus something.
Wow.
You have the new note. he'll remove 100 naira for you.
Hmm.
You know, and then he eventually got plenty of it.
Okay.
And people were asking him for it. He refused.
Okay.
But there's another thing. When will you bring or any of these, you know, times that the CBN guy, any public from CBN should come on air to so that we can talk to them?
Mm.
You understand? I don't know whether you get back to them on certain issues.
Okay.
Because if the banks can ensure that they have a list of people that have taken money, like I've told you this before.
Mm-hmm.
If customers can have a chance, like I withdraw like 5,000 every week, you know, I take my turn to withdraw, you take your turn, Sandra, to withdraw. I don't have any need to now sell my own to you. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So if we do that for like 2 weeks, everybody would have gotten, because it's not about somebody coming early to come and queue up. So some of them don't even have money in the bank. Either they sell their turn or enter the bank and ask people to now credit their accounts. They withdraw the money and now come out and sell and share with the person that sends money to them.
Okay.
So if we don't have a link and regulate that withdrawal,
mm-hmm.
people, like somebody said, what of the sick? What of the old? What mm-hmm. of the disabled?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They won't be able to come that early and queue up. So we need to put them. If you withdrawn, even if it's 5,000, saying any amount, 20, 100, for that week, please don't come back.
Mm.
Once we do it for 2 weeks, it will get to everybody.
Okay. All right.
And then the bank should have a list of who and who has withdrawn.
Mm-hmm.
Who have they given so much?
Mm-hmm.
The CBN should have that list from them. And then they insist on the fuel station selling with card or transfer because they don't carry cash.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of money, you know, a lot of, like, the bulk money they use in buying the fuel. It's not something that it's a cash can. And when you hear that people give the pay with to a specific POS person in the fuel station, and then they sell it there in front of you, it's annoying and shouldn't be encouraged.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the governor should fight for local government autonomy. And then maybe Ogadandu should check his cap. Maybe he has some foreign new notes to give out to people.
Okay, Sandra, bye.
Good morning.
Bye. Bye. We've got Joe on the line. Hi, Joe. How you doing?
Hello.
Welcome, Joe.
Hello, Sandra.
Hi. Good afternoon, Joe.
Sandra, Joe from Bariga.
Welcome, Joe from Bariga. I can hear you. Go ahead,
sir. I stopped calling for a longer time because of the government of Nigeria.
Uh-huh.
They are not doing the right thing.
Okay.
And now, about the money exchange. There's a pharmacy near my area here. It's collecting old notes.
Okay.
Can you believe that?
That's good, I guess.
I said there is a pharmacy here around me here, Pedro Road, Bariga here.
Collecting old notes.
It's collecting the old notes.
I heard, and I said that that's good, right?
So can you tell your Nigerians to come to Pedro Road?
They've heard, they will come.
Please tell them. You know, Flandra, we are up from unhappiness to happiness again. Nigeria is messed up, and I think we'll get off from this.
We will, but Nigeria is not messed up, eh? So at least so the NBC will not come and call me on the phone and say, Sandra, a caller called that said Nigeria is messed up. Are you allowed them to say it? Please, apologies about that. We've got WhatsApp messages. Let's take a look at some of them. Olushoga Ajayi says, Sandra, extending the judgment simply means extending our suffering because nothing will change till the next judgment. Me, I don't blame CBN governor because Emefiele did not appoint himself. So blaming him is worthless. You know the truth, but choose to say otherwise. Free demand, Joe. All right, Olushoga Ajayi, thank you for your message. President Sandra, good afternoon. I went to the bank to deposit my old notes yesterday, but the bank refused to collect. Because of that, I stopped collecting old notes. Now I've not made any sales since morning because all my customers are coming with old notes. It's frustrating. Charles from Ajangbadi here in Lagos. Charles, I'm really sorry about your experience. Olakomi Lanre says, Sandra, kindly tell me areas where the current CBN governor has performed creditably well. No matter how good the policy may be, CBN governor as a politician has allowed his personal vendetta and interest of other cabals in the presidency to override the interest of the masses. We've got Babatunde Fasanya who says, isn't it wicked that people are still lauding this failed policy? Where are the new Naira notes? For goodness sake, let all banks give out 20K each to all customers on the counter, and before a week, this hardship will fizzle away. I'd suggested that banks should close shops if they cannot pay customers. Lock the gates for safety of bank staff. Elections will hold in 11 days' time. All right. Oh, will elections hold in 11 days' time? I don't think so. Babatunde Fasaya with that message there. Well, I think it will happen, you know. And even if it doesn't happen, it wouldn't be the first time that elections have been postponed. However, we are hearing from INEC over and over and over that the elections will happen. Ezekiel from Ikoyi says, Sandra, let the CBN direct banks to collect old notes. Abiodun says, please help us ask Mr. Emefiele that if he knows that the new money is now being hoarded by politicians that he was keeping the money from, should he then go ahead with this policy and keep punishing the masses? All right, Abiodun, thanks for your message. Charles Inekeja says, this Naira policy is good. Let's all switch our minds to cashless transactions. That's what this is all about. With USSD and bank apps, your money is in your hand to spend. I just bought 350 naira worth of banana and I transferred to the hawker. She happily thanked me for her patronage. End quote. All right, Charles, thank you very much for your message over WhatsApp. Let's see other messages that we have here. Lots of messages. Why are people saying that the governors want to use the old money for election? Who told them that the governors don't have enough new notes to spend? That's Steve with that message there. Muhyiddin says, Supreme Court would have stricken the suit out if the central bank and Mr. Emefiele were party to the suit. It is clear that the governors want a speedy trial, and that is the reason why the governors head to the Supreme Court instead of the Federal High Court. All right, Muhyiddin. This message from Ralph in Satellite Town says, if the issue of CBN and new Naira note is for ordinary citizens, these governors can never bring the same energy, talk more of approaching the Supreme Court. But the governors have said that it's about their citizens, that, you know, the lives of their citizens have gotten extremely hard, extremely difficult, you know? So, they're saying they're fighting for you. They're fighting for you because the suffering is too much for you. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon, ma.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Kosikwagi. Hello?
Hello, welcome.
Shout out to Joy and the Basket Woman. They are too much. Sister, all Jota presently is scanty. Nobody does all Jota. Okay. There's no cash. I'm telling you. But we are enjoying ourselves here.
Okay.
And we are still using old money because we cannot die for hunger. And let me tell you something. They don't want us to come out for due election. But I'm begging Nebo, make them for a ballot. We go do election. We go vote. And they cannot kill us. So you're supposed to respect our assent banks. You're supposed to respect our appeals courts. Yes. What they say, send it. You know, hungry. And I'm a witness when you were saying 3 weeks ago. All these people are supposed to go inside rural village. And they do not come inside rural village. What they are doing is to give politicians new money. And they don't want to accept old money. They don't want to give me the money. So what will they come? They won't kill me. I never received anything tangible from since 18 years. 1999. Say now. So you are not seizing my money. After doing my container. After doing my road. After doing my water. After doing my life. You see what? You know what? Giving my money. It's too much now. I told you it's too much.
Okay. Happiness is on the line. Hi, Happiness.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Happiness.
How's your day?
My day is fine. How is yours?
Very fine. Sandra, at this time, I expect our president to speak. He should speak to us. He should address us as the president. there is confusion everywhere. This is not nice. Edo State is having their own share. He should speak. He should talk to us. We can't continue like this now. Andrew, enjoy your day.
Enjoy your day, happiness. Thank you very much for calling us. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Hi, welcome.
This is Tina from Ikorodu.
Hi, Tina from Ikorodu.
Yeah, my annoyance with this decision and the way our leaders are jumping up and down from one court to another is all this while we citizens have been complaining about a lot of things, something like electricity tariff. Here in Ikorodu, they are charging us 53,000 and none of them make any movement. Even the Senate, they didn't do anything. In this case, now everybody is running up and down because it's affecting them. Because of the money that they have hired, they want to use it to go to the pool and start distracting citizens. That is why you see everybody is in the court. But I'm telling my fellow citizens that we should stand still and allow these periods to go. We have complained about DSTV, that they should turn it to pay as you go. I've never had a governor go to court because of it. High tariff, NEPA is high, 53,000 flat. No, they have not done anything. See, today, all of them kept mute. But in this case, now look at them, every governor is fighting it. That is when you know that they are up to something. So me, I'm managing myself, and I pray that all the citizens should just manage themselves and let this time go. Because I believe that after election, you see everything will flow. So we should just manage. But for them, God will reward them, even with their children to come, because they are suffering us for nothing.
Okay, thanks for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
How are you doing? What's your name, sir?
My name is Sunday from the TV.
Your name is?
Sunday from the TV.
Oh, your line is not very clear. Oh. Hello?
Hello. Are you hearing me?
Yes, go ahead, please.
My name is Sunday from the TV.
Aha, welcome. Go ahead, please. Hello?
That's me.
Yes, please. You're live on the show. Go ahead, please.
No, you know what? I want to know, Sister Sandra.
Sir.
I want to know who is superior between federal government and Supreme Court. Because I've never seen Supreme Court. I joined case. Since I'm hearing Supreme Court, I've never seen Supreme Court. I joined case. I want to know who is superior. Because I've never seen really they suspend us since last week to this Wednesday. They are still adjoining the case. What is going on? They want to kill us. What is really, really going on? Thank you.
Thank you very much. Supreme Courts adjourn cases all the time. It's a court, and any court can adjourn a case. Let's go to WhatsApp again, where we have messages. Supreme Court's adjournment of Naira Swap case has suspended its status as the last hope of the common man for another 7 days. John Inijaniki says, Edo and Bayelsa states, oh yes, apologies about that. I said Edo and Bayelsa joined the suit. They joined the suit as respondents, not as not against the federal government, right? So they're not plaintiffs, they're respondents. Thank you very much for bringing that to my attention, John from Ijaniki. We've got Romeo from Awoyaya. Romeo says, for me, Supreme Court ruling, I don't have the old and new Naira. CBN should print the new Naira, or they should load the old Naira in bank ATMs. All right, Romeo, thank you for your message. We have a ton of messages on WhatsApp. Goodness. This one here is from Ola. Ola is in Atlanta. Ola says, I completely agree with the last lady caller. After election, things will get better. All right. Thank you, Ola, from Atlanta, with that message there. Prince from Apapa says, is protest by the masses legitimate in a democratic dispensation? If in the affirmative, what are the masses doing then? Yes, protests are legitimate in a democratic dispensation. In fact, in different parts of the country at the moment, people are protesting. So in Edo State, you have market women leading the protest, rolling around on the floor because they can't get Naira. In Ondo, you had protests. In Oyo, you had protests as well. We've had protests in different parts of the country over this situation. That's why Governor Sanwo-Olu came out to tell Lagosians, please stay calm. We see how things are. Things are hard. Let's give you 50% discount on BRT buses or Lagos state-owned buses as far as you're using the Cowry card. You know, so everyone's just trying to do what they can to keep people calm. It's a tough situation. We'll take a break. When we come back, let's switch gears and bring you the glass ceiling where we'll talk about miscarriages. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili.